Mobile. Call 2 this evening, W2T sitting at home.
Some of us have to work.
Appreciate that, you know, it keeps my social security check coming each month.
You and Tom and all you other slackers out there.
And you making a trip down to Atlanta tonight?
Get run up to Spartanburg first and then head out to Atlanta.
Over here and pick up a trailer and head down, or you got to come over here and be loaded?
Fountain Inn and pick up a load from Granger and take it up to Spartanburg, the hub up there, and they process it. And then I bobtail back down to Greenville.
Head to Atlanta, huh? And well, better you than me. And I'm going to be going south next week, but I'm going to be on 95 going south. Hopefully I can get down to Florida before that rain washes me off the road.
Going down there. You going down to see your sister?
Yep, going to go down and spend Christmas and New Year's with her.
What time? Enjoy your time with her. And we'll miss you around here.
And I'm going to miss being here, but, you know, it's my time to go down there and be with her for a couple of weeks and everything, so. And everything, she'll be a little bit more mobile now because she will have finished with her therapy and all for her rotator cuff surgery. So anyway, that'll get her back to being fully operational again, so to speak.
All your concerts, Christmas concerts, or do you have any more left?
Well, I'm done with them. The chorus will be at the Hyatt Regency in Greenville Monday night. They're singing for the Festival of Trees that they hold in, where all the decorated trees are in the lobby of the hotel, and they'll be singing there Monday night at 7:30.
That Festival of Trees thing's there for a long time. I remember my kids going to that with my mother and father, goodness, back in the mid-90s maybe, late 90s.
We go over there on a regular basis. We used to be a regular performer there. This is the first year we've gotten contact with him and been able to go back and do it again. So, so they're going to do it. And normally I would be with them, but with me getting packed and loaded and everything to go to Florida, I just wanted to not be tied down to that and be out in that cold because I don't want to pick up anything. And of course it's supposed to rain starting over the weekend, so it's going to be a fun next week. My drive down to Florida and everything else is supposed to be in that rainstorm.
Hey.
Tuesday, maybe Wednesday. I've got a couple of packages that are inbound, and if they both get here on Monday, then I'll be on the road Tuesday, so that's what my plans are. I got a doctor's appointment at 9 o'clock this morning, and I'm leaving after that.
Be through by then. Let's see. So no more barbershop or handbell choir concerts for Christmas?
Bells are ringing Sunday. I was over at the church setting up today. We're doing two numbers Sunday. The bells are, and then the choir is also singing a special event. We're doing something that has to do with, and we got a flautist coming to play for us, so it's going to be it's what we got, it's one of our last things before. Of course, they'll do some things Christmas Eve, but I won't be there for that, so I'll be watching all of that from down in Florida and watch it online.
Be the same without you there, Rusty. Also, I was just thinking, how long has it been since you quit refereeing? What, did you do soccer or football?
Football, and that's been, I did it for 25 years. So my last year was in 19, I did it from 76 to 2000. I did my last one in 2000. So I did it for, I started in 76 and did it till 2000. So that was the last year I did. So it's been 23 years since I did that.
Yesterday, I remember you on the radio talking about either coming or going from a game. Goodness, we've been in this thing a long time, haven't we?
Yeah, we have. I've passed 35 years this month, so that I've been a ham, so it's been a while.
32 this January, I think. Maybe 33, 91, whatever that relates to. 32. Something like that. That's how long I've been in it.
Yeah, well, I got mine back in 1990, and so I've just completed, this month makes it 24 years, so, you know, starting with that, so that's how long I've been at, so next year will be my, 24 years, so next year will be my 25th year at it. I think that's what it is, yeah, something like that. 35th, yeah. I'm tired today.
I'm trying to remember. Was your original call? It was KD4IKO, correct?
Yeah, it was.
Well, I still think of you whenever I hear you. I still think of that call. But I was a KC4, Kilo Charlie 4, so I must have gotten mine right before yours.
Time in the several months before that, so. And it's, you know. It's just been stretched out for a number of years, and you know, it builds up over time, particularly when you're calling nets and everything else and doing all the other stuff that you do. So, I had to back off from some of the HF nets that I call for people because of for the simple fact that. My doctor said stress was about to kill me.
I'm not saying that dealing with other ham radio operators is stressful, are you?
Not dealing with ham radio operators, dealing with the bands and trying to find a clear spot to call a net, particularly on a Friday night when you're trying to call a 40-meter net, and where our net's been going on for years, all the POTA folks have decided that's a good frequency to set up on. And then on our 20-meter nets on the weekend, we're fighting them everywhere because they like to get on there. So it's this business of the stress of trying to find a frequency available.
Busy at times. I mean, I guess that's a good thing, except for when it interferes with the nets that have been called for years. What is the frequency on the 40-meter? I think I heard you guys one night. I heard you. Maybe that was the South Carolina net. Anyway, you were booming in, but what's your 40-meter frequency?
Well, South Carolina single sideband net is a 75-meter net, and it's on 3915. But the 40-meter, we try to work somewhere around 7.268. And of course, that could be anywhere. We've had to go down as low as... we've had to get down into 7.2. In fact, the other day the net was calling 7.244. And here a while back, I had to call one down on 7.235 to be able to find a clear frequency so I could hold the net.
Move. I guess everybody knows if they don't hear you on your normal frequency to start going either side of it. There used to be and maybe there still is, a maritime mobile net in the morning on that 7.268.
Oh, yeah, they are. And well, we use a program called NetLogger. And NetLogger is a program that we use for calling our nets and for doing our nets so and everybody, and it posts the frequency on it. And you go on NetLogger and you look at what nets are on and what frequency on. That way you find where they are.
Okay. Okay, that makes sense. I've heard of that program. I actually looked at it one time. There's a guy in Greensboro, W4OVT, Mark. He calls a 10-tech net on Sunday morning, I think. And I met him when I was going up to Greensboro a few years ago at nighttime. And they use that. I guess you can log in to that program and actually put your name on a list. That's how he knows who's going to be in there for comments, that kind of thing, or check-in.
Well, we use use it. The 3905 Century Club uses it for all of our nets. The Ole Miss net uses it. The YL net system, they all use it. They have something like 300 and last I heard he's got three servers. And over those three servers, there's something like 300 and some odd nets that are called using that software, even 2 meter nets. And when you start NetLogger and you click on the net, whoever's the NCS, he's the one that's putting all the names on the list. And then there's a little program that goes alongside it as part of NetLogger that's called AIM, almost instant messenger, and you can find out who's going on, what's going on, and everything else like that. So that's what that's how you keep up. That way you can sit there and figure out who's on the list and who you haven't worked. And you can log the nets and then transfer the nets to the program that you use for keeping your own log and all. It's a good useful thing, and a lot of nets use it these days.
Just using technology along with ham radio. That's pretty cool. Rusty, my wife's calling me. I need to, well, I missed her calling. I'm going to call her right back, but enjoy talking to you. Hope you have a good day, and if I don't talk to you between now and then, Merry Christmas to you and your sister, and be safe driving down there. N4, is that okay? I'll talk to you later.
Okay, yeah, you better call the boss. Keep her happy, and you have a safe trip down and back tonight. WU2T clear.